Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Uptown Rundown Podcast. In today's episode, so there's nothing in the news that I'm that interested in talking about. So that's why you're going to get this sort of standalone episode where I kind of just talk about a particular topic. And what's today's topic? Well, as you can tell by the... Well, I don't know what the title of this episode is going to be yet. But as of right now... It's called Spare Me. It's called Spare Me. Conservatives are going to have to spare me, honestly. So in case you don't know, in case you can't tell from previous episodes, conservatives get on my nerves. I don't like anything that they are about. Conservatives... can go. Conservatives are going to have to spare me. They're going to have to spare all of us, honestly, because it's all just a bunch of nonsense. So let's talk. I want to talk about conservatives and their political stronghold on the country. I am quite, I don't even know the word. I'm somewhat enamored, but also annoyed at the fact that they're able to still have this much power. In today's time, it's like they should have been died out a long time ago. Like the idea should have died out a long time ago. But the way that I think they're able to hold on to power is quite a few things. And I'm only going to talk about one today. I want to talk about them, you know, the conservatives and their constant prattling about how America is a Christian nation. And I'm here to tell you that that is just false. I'm here to tell you that that is not the truth. It was not founded on Christian values, whatever those are. It was not founded on the Bible. It was not founded on any of that stuff. It's really not. It really was not at all. The people will tell you that. The people on TV will tell you that. The televangelists will tell you that. But they're lying. They're honestly lying. And they're relying on the fact that you guys, the listeners, they're relying on the fact that you don't know anything. That's what it is. These people are relying on the fact that you are dumb and that you don't know any better, so you'll believe what they say. There's a reason why, Roger Ailes, the guy who kind of, sort of, basically... founded Fox News. There's a reason why he said what he said. And what he said was that he started the channel Fox News to, you know, spout out, you know, conservative mess. And he said the reason why he got a bunch of unknown, inexperienced journalists who would kind of just go along with whatever he wanted. He literally said that America is too dumb to think for themselves, so we'll do the thinking for you. That's what he said. And this is the channel. This is the channel that conservatives love. Meanwhile, the founder of that channel thinks you're dumb. And he's right. He's right. So, I mean, there's a reason why it's so huge. That channel is now, you guys might... I feel like people discount... the conservatives' power in the United States. I feel like people think that they're all just living in trailers, doing their cousins in the South, but they're everywhere. They are quite large. Now, let's get into, again, let me try to stay on topic. I want to get this done in 30 minutes or less. So, clock it, you guys. 30 minutes, let's see. So, we're talking about America being a Christian nation, the ridiculous notion that this is a Christian nation. Let's discuss. Let's talk about the country's founding, right? Because that's what we would basically be talking about, right? Let's talk about the founding fathers, okay? The people who wrote the Declaration of Independence. Let's talk about them. So it's pretty funny how we're supposed to be a Christian nation, right? When in the Declaration, in the First Amendment, like, it says we are not, it says that the government shall establish no religion. So it's kind of like, I need you to pick one. Are we or are we not? You can't say we are and then look at the documents founding our country and then having it literally say that we're not. You know what I mean? Again, they are banking on the fact that you are dumb. And then, just to even, like, another slap in their face is we have in other documents, like the Treaty of Tripoli, for example, from 1797, where it was unanimously voted on by our founding fathers. Now, our founding fathers were still alive then, okay? So these are the same people who conservatives say set up a Christian nation, they not once but twice blatantly said that we're not Christian. In Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli, it literally says, the United States, the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. So I really don't understand why we're still talking about, like, why am I even making this podcast right now? Why do I have to make this? It's because people are dumb and they really will just take what these people on TV say at face value. They will really take it as fact. Again, because they're correct, because you guys are too dumb to think for yourself. You don't read. People need to read. I feel like it's mostly millennials and Gen X that are the real culprits of this, of sort of kind of just going along, like just blowing with the wind, kind of just going where you're told. I feel like it's Gen X and millennials. Gen Z, the kids are reading. These kids read. And I don't mean like books. I mean like they are quick to look it up. They are quick to Google. They are on it, okay? And it's these kids who are, you know, who really are challenging the sort of conservative Gen X, baby boomers. It's really the Gen Z who is going to, you know, take us forward. Thankfully, right? Meanwhile, here you guys are wanting us to stay in the dark ages. So let's talk more about laws and Christianity. So there's this trope, right, that the conservatives use when they want to pass laws, like, oh, this is a biblical principle. You know how whenever they want to take away a woman's right to choose with what she wants to do with her body related to her fetus, it's like, oh, well, the Bible wants this. Now, I said in an earlier podcast how the Bible advocates for abortion, and it tells you exactly how you can have one if your husband wants it. That's how you can have one. Basically, I will say it again. And it's in Numbers, the book of Numbers in the Bible, where if your husband suspects you of cheating and you're pregnant, he'll take you to a local priest. He'll give you a magic poison. If you did cheat and that baby is not his, that baby, you will miscarry. But if it's not from cheating, and if it actually is the husband's baby, then nothing will happen, right? So somehow the magic potion knows when it should kill your baby. It knows your sexual history. somehow it does. But anyway, you know how whenever conservative politicians talk about voting against women, voting against anyone, really. it's all about what the Bible says in terms of, you know, this is what it thinks about, like biblical marriage, for example. What a joke, right? Biblical marriage is like, you know, selling your daughter for livestock. I mean, honestly, now, marriage in the Bible is brought up numerous times. There are lots of heinous ways for you to get married. For example, if your daughter is raped, you know, the daughter's supposed to marry that rapist. It's like, is that really what you guys want? You know how people say, biblical laws are like good laws. That's what I'm trying to get at. My thoughts are so disorganized today. I'm sorry. they are talking about, the conservatives are talking about, biblical laws are good, right? What is good about marrying your rapist? That's what I want to know. It's like, what? And, you know, then you can sell your daughter for livestock. You can, you know, it's not like that's what marriage was. That's what marriage kind of still is. You know, you're kind of, you, that's what marriage could be. You know, people get married for what? You can gain status. You can get marry into money. That's just a thing that you can do. But that's how it's described most often in the Bible, as a sort of way to get ahead. Now, what exactly, what are conservatives really fighting for? I feel like they don't even know. That's why I say spare me, because you talk about it being all fuzzy and nice, but it's not. And the reason why they're able to get away with this is because you guys don't read. That's why they're able to get away with this. Let's go into how they say that we want a country with biblical laws. You do not want a country with biblical law. Let me tell you, do not want that to happen. Because we would all be dead. Me and you both, we would all be dead. Because there are stupid things in the Bible that nobody follows. And there's reasons why these conservatives will give their they will tell you, oh, I don't follow this because that was for the people of the time. That was for the Jews. That was for the Samaritans. That was for... And it's like, shut up. Shut up. Honestly. Because, please. And we will go into it. Please believe me. We will go into it. But that notion that, for example, let me be a little more specific, right? In the Old Testament, there are lots of laws that nobody follows because they're far too inconvenient. Far too inconvenient. For example, there is a law about how you are not supposed to, you know, wear clothes made of more than one fabric. You're not supposed to eat shellfish. You're not supposed to plant more than one crop in the same field. You're not supposed to, they say in the Bible, round the edges of your head. You know, they're talking about cutting your hair, cutting your beard. You're not supposed to do that either. And it's like, who's following that? Really? Who's following that? No one. Except the Hasidic Jews, honestly. I mean, if you want to really follow the book, follow the book. And they're following the book, okay? They really are. But the thing is, no one wants to do that. No one actually wants to do that. Because no one should have to do that, right? No one should have to not wear clothes made of more than one fabric, right? Because you'd all be done. All of you would be done. We'd all be hanging there together, you know? All of us. So it's like, you really don't want a country made of biblical laws. A country with Bible law would look a lot like Sharia law. A country with the Bible as law, it would look a lot like Iran. It would look a lot like Saudi Arabia. And these places, you guys, especially conservatives, will say, wow, look at the human rights, how they have no human rights. This is the same book. And you guys are talking about how you want this to be. Let's really discuss. Now, I'm going to try to circle back to that. But I want to talk about really quick how the abuses that would take place under biblical law already take place elsewhere. And because nobody reads, you don't know what you're advocating for. For example, let's really talk about Islam and Christianity and how they're the same thing. The Quran, Islam is just repackaged, repurposed Christianity for the Arabs. That's what it is. Christianity is just repackaged, repurposed Judaism for the Romans at the time. So it's literally because hello, Christianity is not the first thing around. The Bible is not the first thing around. You know, like the Tanakh, the Torah, all those were here long before the Bible. They were, okay? So it's like, let's stop deluding ourselves and thinking that this is the first religious text ever. And I know why people think that. It's because the book says that it was here first. Because, you know, it says in Genesis, like, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and blah, 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 blah. However, none of that is true, because that implies that it is the first thing here ever. The documents that were put together to make up the Bible are not the first religious text ever. Okay? Let's let's really be honest. It's not the first. Far more came before. We had Egyptian, we had China, we had Greeks, we had Egypt. So it's like, spare me. It's like, honestly, like, how can you say this so just outright? Again, I'm going to keep answering my own questions because you guys don't read. That's why they can get away with this nonsense. Now, I wanted to circle back to Bible law. People, the conservatives, they'll say, we want biblical law because it's so moral, because it's, you know, it's all good. It's not moral at all. Let's really talk about, the kill list in the Bible, honestly. Like, the Bible talks about killing people. So it's, and there's lots of people you're supposed to kill. I'm just going to call it the kill list because it's like, there's lots of people that you're allowed to kill, that you are compelled to, that you are beckoned to kill if you are an adherent to Christianity and to the Bible. I mean, honestly, like you're, and then you got the one of the Ten Commandments saying, do not murder. Pick one. I don't understand. Are you supposed to kill them or are you not supposed to kill them? Like, I really don't understand. Another thing that conservatives say that gets on my nerves is how they're all like, oh, well, there's more Christians in this country, in America. Therefore, we are a Christian nation. What kind of... Really? 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 Okay. So, we already went through the fact that the Founding Fathers literally said we're not a Christian nation. We already know that that in their letters, in their journals, they are mocking Christianity. They like Thomas Jefferson. We have... Thomas Jefferson said that it is that Christianity is a great moral failure. We have Thomas Paine, another founding father who wrote the Age of Reason, where he basically says that Christianity is stupid. Benjamin Franklin says in his autobiography that he's an atheist. Like, what are we really talking about here? Who is setting... So you're telling me that an atheist is setting up these Christian laws for this Christian country? Come on, you guys, really? And you guys just believe it. Now, back to what I was saying before. There's this thought that just because more Christians are here, that it means that we are a Christian nation. Aren't there more women in this country? Does that mean we're, like using that logic, are we a female nation? You know what I mean? Like, do you hear how stupid it sounds? I said in an earlier podcast that when you really break something down and put it in its simplest terms, how stupid it sounds. How stupid does that sound? Right? It sounds stupid, right? Because that's not logic. And there's a reason. There's a reason why Christianity is here and so prevalent. There's a reason why. And it's because of... It's because of that kill list that I mentioned. You killed everyone else. Throughout the years, lots of people have died in the name of, you know, the Christian God. I mean, I can't even tell you how many people the Bible tells you to kill. Like, you're supposed to kill. Who are you supposed to kill? You're supposed to kill adulterers. You're supposed to kill witches. You're supposed to kill psychics. You're supposed to kill mediums. You're supposed to kill homosexuals. You're supposed to kill your unruly children. You're supposed to kill apostates. You're supposed to kill heretics. And by the time you're done, there's no one else left. So that's why it's so prevalent. Like... Now, let's go back even more. Let's go back to the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and those people who, I mean, they weren't smart, you guys. Like, I feel like there's this thought that the people who were here before us, you know, 100 years ago, well, no, like 500 years ago, 1,000, like, there's this thought that they were all so much smarter. And I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. There's a reason why we had those Salem witch trials in 1692, and it's because they were dumb, okay? Smart people wouldn't have done that. I mean, they had a four-year-old in prison for practicing witchcraft. A four-year-old. So you're telling me smart people did that? I don't think so. But they did that because it says in the Bible that thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And so everyone was so afraid and so paranoid. It's just disgust. It's stupid. You guys think these people are smart? Please. Now, there's this thought that the pilgrims came here to, like, solely to escape religious persecution. That's not truth, but let's just pretend that it was. Really? If that were true and you think that, what is wrong with you? Because if you're trying to escape religious persecution, do you go to another country and kill the people who are there because they want to do their own religion? Like, is that what you do? Because that's what happened. That's what actually happened. Have you ever wondered why there's no Native Americans left? Because they were all killed. Like, I'm not laughing at the fact that they're dead. I'm laughing at the fact that these stories are so prevalent and people are so proud to be like, oh, yeah, I'm an American and this is what it means. Like, what are you saying? Like you are holding these stories up to such esteem, and it's like, what exactly is there to be proud of? Like, that origin story is not something to laud. It is not something to uplift. It is heinous. Like, honestly, we're talking about, and it's quite funny to me. It's just interesting how we are all here now as Americans when it's just interesting how all the Native Americans were murdered, and now it's like, here we are. We're the new I don't know. That's probably another topic for another day. It's just something to think about. Like, just something to think about, you know? Like, they're all dead, and it's like, now we are them. It's just, it's ugly. It's all ugly. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic, and I said I was going to be quick with this, didn't I? So, now, what I really want to do actually right now, since these conservatives love to talk about the Ten Commandments and how they are such like wow, they are like the pinnacle of, they are like the pinnacle of morality. They are the pinnacle of, you know, justice. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. They are not that is not true. So let's really discuss. One would think that if this were a Christian country, that these Ten Commandments would be laws, right? You would think that they would be laws. Let's actually go through the Ten Commandments and talk about which ones are laws and which ones aren't. Number one, I am the Lord thy God. Wow. Okay, great. Like, what kind of commandment is that? You know what I mean? It's like, again, you would think that if we were this Christian nation, the Ten Commandments is sort of like, I mean, it's become sort of the cornerstone of Christianity. You know what I mean? Everyone's always like, oh, the Ten Commandments, this is a commandment. Meanwhile, no one can name them. The only one they can name, the first one, ask anyone what is one of the Ten Commandments. The first one they'll say is murder because that's already law. Anyway, I am the Lord thy God. Wow, great. So that's not a command. That's not a law. That actually is quite antithetical to our laws, because we have the right to practice any religion. We can practice any. So like, you know, the Christian God doesn't have to be your God. You know what I mean? And you're not going to go to jail for it. That's not the case in Saudi Arabia. That's not the case in some African countries. So, you know, again, I say, a country run by the Bible as law would look a lot like Saudi Arabia, because it's the same stuff. It's the same stories. There's still a Noah. There's still a Jonah. There's still all this nonsense in there. However, it's just repackaged, repurposed for the Arabs. That's it. And they run their country as Quran, as Islamic law. Okay? There are laws in the Quran, which are also in the Bible, by the way. But there are laws in the Quran that are real laws that you can go to jail for, that you can die for. So, is this what you want? Next. Number two, you shall have no other gods before me. Well, that's literally once again, that is antithetical to America. It just is. Because once again, what is the First Amendment? That the government shall establish no religion. And you can worship anyone you want. You can worship, you all know there are some weird religions out there, right? So you can practice any of them. And you can all benefit from the same tax exempt status, which I have big problems with. But anyway, next. You shall have no graven images or likeness. So you're not supposed to have, you're not supposed to have pictures of God or Jesus. That's real funny, because all throughout the Catholic Church, all you see is pictures of Jesus. And why is Jesus, white with long hair, blue eyes, and abs? I thought Jesus was poor! And he's supposed to have abs and be muscular, and he's more muscular than me! Please, it's so stupid. And that's not a law in this country, by the way. But you know where it is a law? It's a law in Saudi Arabia. You cannot have pictures of Muhammad, God, or Allah. You cannot do that. You literally can't do that. Because you will be prosecuted for it. Imagine having a picture. I bet someone listening know someone. I bet at your grandma's house you have a picture of Jesus. You have a picture of white Jesus. She would go to jail for it. Imagine her getting arrested for having a picture of white Jesus. And this is the laws you want? Stop it. Spare me. This is... Next. You shall not take the Lord's name in vain. That's not a law. Sorry to say, not a law. Next. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So, let's talk about that just a little bit. We're not really going to talk about the fact that, Christians don't even agree on when the Sabbath is. there's not even a real consensus. No one really can say. You know how we go to church on Sunday? Well, you guys going to go to church on Sundays because that's supposed to be the Sabbath. But there are plenty of, sects within Christianity that'll tell you that it's Saturday. I think Jehovah's Witnesses go to church on Saturday, right? Plus a whole bunch of other weird stuff, but don't they go to church on Saturday? You know what I mean? There's so many different types of Christianity. We have over 1,000 different denominations in America. For all the mess that conservatives want to talk about Muslims, at least they have, they have much better of a consensus amongst, what their book says. There's only two kinds of Islam, plus, some really small other ones that no one really cares about. But they only really got two. Meanwhile, we have, 10,000 different types of Christianity, all doing different stuff, and no one agrees. Stupid. Next, honor thy mother and thy father. That's not a law. I feel like people would, I guess people would try to equate this to sort of being a child and, doing what your parents say, or even as an adult and doing what your parents say. But is that a law? It's not a law. Maybe when you're a minor. I don't know. Not even being a minor. Is that a law? Because you have rights as a minor. So, yeah. Not a law. I tried to give it to you guys. I tried to help you there. But no. I can't even do that. Because it's just not true. Next. Don't murder. Wow. Okay. So, we went through how many, and we just now got to one that's a real law? So, it's please. Next. Adultery. That's not a law. I'm gonna try to give it to you guys. I'm gonna try. It's when it comes to adultery, I guess it could bite you later if you're getting a divorce. But you're not gonna go to jail for it. It's so stupid. Next, don't steal. Wow, you got two. So we got two so far. Congratulations. In this Christian nation, two of the commandments are laws. Okay. Next, thou shalt not bear false witness. Oh, okay, well, this is kind of, sort of a law. I might give this to the conservatives. Because you can perjure yourself in court. But that's really the only time that this even matters as it pertains to the law. You know what I mean? It's the only time. You could lie. You could lie all up and down your town, and you won't go to jail for it. So it's barely a law. Barely a law. What? Next. You shall not covet. Now, I think that's quite antithetical to America as well. I think it's antithetical to America just because America was built on coveting. You know what I mean? The American dream is built on coveting. I already talked about that. But, I mean, why do we do anything for money? You know what I mean? It's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's just all dumb. Like, I don't even want to go into these. Thank goodness I'm done with these commandments, because what a joke. What a joke that this is, like, what conservatives use to try to uphold themselves. Conservatives will say to us that Christianity is the foundation for our laws, and you got two of the Ten Commandments that are laws. But, however, let's actually go into the fact that these commandments, these aren't original. This stuff has been around before. Like, we had the Code of Hammurabi before we had these Ten Commandments, okay? Like, we had that. And, okay, all of you, if you went to public school and you were born between 1988 and 1993, then you know the Code of Hammurabi. You might not remember, but you know that that was an answer to one of your 8th grade history test questions, okay? And in the Code of Hammurabi, it talks at length. It's one of the oldest surviving legal texts. He wrote it in some tablet somewhere. And I'm going to tell you guys, maybe you don't know, but I'll tell you, he wasn't reading any Bible. He wasn't reading any Torah. He wasn't reading any of these documents that would later become the Bible, because he was here before that. He was here before any of those were written. Hammurabi himself was considered, the people kind of thought he was a god even. So people were worshiping him. And so, again, none of these laws are original. Christianity is just repackaged, repurposed Judaism. Judaism isn't even original stories. Judaism is repackaged, repurposed Zoroastrianism. Those people were here. The Zoroastrians were here, and were their faith is very much so the basis of what we have today as it pertains to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, right? They stole all those stories. The Muslims came and killed all the Zoroastrians and then literally took their stories and made it their own. Put a little Arab twist on it and boom, you got a whole nother religion. It's just stupid. I just cannot understand why people, like, it's because you know you'll get away with it, right? These people on TV know that they'll get away with it. You know, because they know what the Bible says, but they would much rather use it to their advantage. You know, and again, no one can agree on anything when it comes to the Bible. No one can agree on the Sabbath. No one can agree on, do you follow the Old Testament or do you not? And yet, this is a Christian country. Based on what book? Based on the Bible? Like, which Bible, by the way? There's lots of different... Oh, this is something that I want to talk about. I can't believe... I want to talk about the King James Bible, specifically, and why it... I can't believe I didn't put this on my original outline to talk about. We are over the time that I wanted to be on here, but whatever. I have to talk about this. So, the King James Bible. You know how every Bible you've ever seen is the King James Version, and it's kind of just, you just accept it, okay, King James. But there's a reason why King James is, like, there's a reason why the King James Bible is the King James Bible. Do you know what I mean? There's a reason why it is what it is. So let's really talk about it. So let's talk about who King James actually was. I'm going to give you guys a history lesson in like 5 minutes or less. Okay? In 5 minutes or less. So he was the King of Scotland, right? So this is before there was a Britain. Because you know how Britain is England, Scotland, and Wales? Before they were unified, England, Scotland, and Wales, they all had their own governments, their own kings, and they all hated each other. They all hated each other. So many wars between them. Like unbelievable wars. So, and really, for centuries of just fighting. You know, because England said, we are the true kings of Scotland, and we should have both. And Scotland said the same. We should have England. So it's just a bunch of back and forth. Now, let's really talk about it. So when James was king, now the printing press was sort of new. It was quite new. And back then, no one really had books in their house. It wasn't like you just, you know, books, you only had books if you were wealthy. You didn't have books if you were poor. One, because you didn't know how to read. And two, you couldn't afford it because you were poor. So no one had books, right? No one had books unless you were rich. And that's why it was so easy for the church to take advantage of people, because they couldn't read anything for themselves. So they relied on the priests, the nobility, to tell them, this is what it says, and this is what you have to do. So, when King James came around, the printing press came around, and then he was able to, you know, he was King of Scotland, and then, because the Queen of England had died with no kids, and because the throne of Scotland and the throne of England, they were actually related. They were cousins. Therefore, James was next in line for England even. So he was able to be king of both. And so therefore, what better way to sort of spread knowledge of your supremacy than by throwing your name on the Bible? I feel like we don't understand the significance of that. It is quite important to really understand why the King James Bible is what it is. Because again, what better way to instill faith amongst the people? Remember, England and Scotland fighting for forever, the people probably terrified of having the King of Scotland be their new king. They probably all thought they were all going to be murdered, right? You know what I mean? Because that's what had happened. That's what had already been happening. You blink the wrong way and it's off with your head. You know what I mean? So what better way to instill faith amongst the people and to tell them that, I mean, honestly, to sort of bump yourself up a notch and sort of promulgate yourself as a god than to put your name on the Bible. You know what I mean? So there we have it. King James Bible. And people always want to refer back to this Bible specifically when they don't want to actually talk about the changes that James made to it. Because there were vast changes made to, you know, talk about being more subservient to your masters, being more subservient to authority. So it's all a bunch of malarkey. And the conservatives just have a field day with it because none of you know anything about it. It's really ugly. It's really ugly. So in conclusion, I don't even know how I'm going to wrap this up. Yeah, so what I want to say to end this is I really need you guys to read. I really need you guys to look into the claims that you're being fed. There's a reason why these people are saying this, and it's because of money. It's because of power. It's because of influence. It's not because of the goodness out of their hearts. You think Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen are up on that TV for your good? Meanwhile, they're living in their million dollar mansion, and you've been checking your phone all last week for your stimulus. Like, there's a reason why they're doing this, and it's not to help you. And it's not to help you. But the conservative politicians will tell you otherwise. Remember how I said how the people 500, 600 years ago in England were terrified if you blinked the wrong way, if you practiced the wrong religion, then it's off with your head, and they couldn't actually read for themselves? You guys can actually read for yourselves, but I think the thing is, you don't think you're smart enough to understand it. I feel like I feel like most people think that, like, they are a little too afraid to sort of come out with their own thought. Imagine how good it feels to come out with, like, a hot take on something, and then later, it turns out you were right. It turns out you were right. You know how, for example, like, have you ever met someone, and instantly you were like, oh no, something is not right about this person, but you don't say anything to anyone. And you just say, whatever, I'm just going to hang out. They're part of your group of friends. And then 2 years later, everyone in your friend group is like, they got to go because of this reason, that reason, and this other reason. And you were like, well, I already knew that. You know how you know something, but you don't know how you know. You just know. I feel like people are smarter than what they think, but they don't actually think that of themselves. I think everyone is smart enough to come up with a reasonable conclusion, but it's much easier to have the conservative politicians come out and tell you, come out to feed you these opinions, come out to feed you this little, you know, quote unquote, knowledge, to feed you these stories that are, you know, sort of misrepresenting facts. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I really wish people would read the Bible in its entirety. You'll see all the contradictions. I want you to read it and then look at the actions of people who claim to live by it. And you will find you'll find it quite comical. I think you'll find it quite comical the way that these people, especially the conservative politicians who talk about being biblical, who talk about being of God, and they're on their third, fourth, fifth, sixth wife having affairs. It's like, you know what I mean? None of them are actually doing what they say they do, but they want you to do it. They want you to live by it. Why? Because you're the subservient one. They want you to do it. And it's really ugly. Really pay attention to the contradictions in the Bible. How they say the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore. It's quite funny how the Old Testament doesn't matter as much. I thought the Bible said that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thought he was omnipresent, omnibenevolent, and all this other omniness. I thought that he was unchanging and unwavering. So, which is it? That's why conservatives are going to have to spare me. Conservatives, you have to spare me. And they do it to sow discord. That's really what it is. That's what I think it is. It's really to sow discord amongst all of us, because we're all quite different. You know, we're all quite different with our ethnicity, but those differences shouldn't keep us apart when in actuality we all want the same thing, right? We all just want to make a good amount of money, live good, eat good, feel good, drink a little bit, and have fun? Really? That's kind of what we all just want, right? But these conservative politicians need to sow discord. They need an enemy for their conservative Christianity to thrive. You need to have an enemy. You need to have, like the gays, they have to be your enemy. These women, these evil women who want to kill their babies, they have to be your enemy. All they want, their only wish is melodrama, shout out to Lord. They all want all they want is drama. All they want is their persecution complex. That's all they want. So don't believe them. If a politician says they're conservative, don't listen to them. But the minute any politician starts talking about the Bible, turn it off. Turn it off. Because it has no merit. It has no merit. None. And okay, now I think I'm going to be able to end this podcast. So, yeah. With all that said, please read the Bible. Read the Quran while you're at it. Look at the similarities. How funny. How funny. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to this one. And I will talk to you again in the next one.